This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, in Spain, the anti-LGBT Vox party makes a political breakthrough with having won just over 10% of the vote in the Spanish general election. And they take 24 out of the 350 seats following the election held on Sunday. And it is the first time that a far-right party is going to sit in parliament since the death of the dictator Franco in 1975.
It doesn't sound like a lot of seats, but... It's got some pull, hasn't it?
It has some pull because the incumbent, the Socialist Worker Party, only... They won the majority, 123 seats, but they're 53 seats short of an overall majority. So they're going to be some...
Pull together a coalition.
Yes.
But the coalition, according to this report, won't involve Vox, of course, because they are sort of on opposite sides of the fence. And this development doesn't overly surprise me in Europe, where there's been a general hollowing out of the centrist parties and the moves to the far left, the far right. And so Podemos was a far-left party that first emerged in Spain, and now this is Vox is kind of their counterpart on the right. So I don't think this is overly something to be concerned about on the whole, although the party's attitudes are
concerned,
abhorrent.
Yes, the LGBT community may well be concerned. Yeah. They oppose LGBT families. They talk about supremacist feminism and gender totalitarianism.
What in God's name is that?
I
just want to see what that is.
They also take a pro-life stance on abortion, oppose gay surrogacy, adoption by gay or lesbian couples. So it doesn't bode very well in terms of ideology.
I think they're in for a big fight, though, from much of Spanish society. Now, to less, sort of to quite... unhappy news in Saudi Arabia. A man executed recently, admitted to gay sex in a so-called invented confession. So one of the men executed in Saudi Arabia last week confessed to having gay sex with four other men who also faced capital punishment, according to court reports. And the confession presented at the 2016 trial of the man, who was not identified in news reports, showed the admitted to having sexual relations with four other men, as well as organising anti-government violence.
I'm not sure which I'm more worried about is that they have executed this guy for apparently having a same-sex relationship, or the fact that there were 25 executions.
The largest in the country's history, I believe, or recent history anyway. So, of course, homosexuality is illegal and punishable by death in Saudi Arabia, which adopts a very strict interpretation of Sharia law. Children are bizarrely taught in school that homosexual acts... And they're actually encouraged to... some of the texts promote violence towards minority groups such as women, Jews, Christians, Shia Muslims, and, of course, homosexuals.
Many countries have condemned these executions.
And now over to Brazil, where far-right President Bolsonaro says Brazil must not become a gay tourism paradise. The far-right president, who previously claimed he'd rather his son were dead than gay and calls himself a proud homophobe, said, "If you want to come here and have sex with a woman, go for your life, but we can't let this place become known as a gay tourism paradise." Brazil can't be a country of the gay world of gay tourism. We have families, he continued, according to a Brazilian magazine.
I've seen the brochures, though, and I tell you, they're already halfway there. I've been there. It's a great, great place to visit. Well, up until they got a new president anyway. The LGBT community is quite outraged, saying that he is staining the image of our country in every imaginable way.
Absolutely, yeah. And Brazil has been a hotspot of gay tourism for decades, hasn't it? Particularly in February and March for Carnevale. Maybe Argentina can benefit from this and
pick
get,
it up. Yeah,
pick,
I mean,
pick up the slack.
He's got quite the repertoire against the LGBT community. He said he'd be incapable of loving a gay son. He'd prefer that he die in an accident. He would punch gay people if he saw them kissing in public. He has deliberately confused pedophilia. It just... He's not a nice guy.
No, it goes on, really. It's just... Yes.
So I think we need a dose of good news. Heading up to Japan, where Tokyo is marking its 25th Pride March. According to organisers, 10,000 people were taking part in this year's march, believed to be the largest of its kind in Japan, and more than 180,000 participants in the festival itself. 25 years, the first one took place in 1994. Their theme this year, be proud of who you are. There are lots of people speaking. Interestingly, the media have lots of quotes from people who are, you know, both excited about Pride, but then sort of go on to say, there's one here, hiding my identity is easier than coming out. I know my colleagues will make fun of me behind my back if I come out. So there is still this
stigma
and resistance.
There is, but it was sponsored by 278 companies and organizations, and including major consultancies. So there is this stigma, but there's also kind of changes because of the sponsoring.
Some progress, influence from international companies. And in brief, in Singapore, a singer by the name of Wills has come out as gay in a new music video performing with his boyfriend.
And 20 years to the date, the gay pub, the Admiral Duncan in London, was bombed, and we should take a moment to remember the victims.
Bangladesh will allow parts of the transgender community to vote under their proper gender identity, HIJRA being introduced as third gender option on voting forms for the first time.
Taiwan begins a countdown to their 24th May Declaration of Marriage Equality.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.